I dream a more exciting world than I live in. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I dream a more exciting life than I live in. How can that be? Well, I dream all sorts of things. I dream about cars. I dream about houses. I dream about hikes up the mountain. I dream about swims in a river. I dream about taking a canoe down a long, wonderful river with all sorts of flora and fauna and not being bothered one little bit by the dangerous type of creatures that might lie on the shores of the river. And being able to step into the river and swim and enjoy myself and get back in my canoe and be untouched by things that would disturb other people. Well, I dream a more exciting world than I live in. When I live in a world, I live in a world that I say, well, in reality, these creatures would be on the beach. In reality, these creatures would be on the shore of the river, and I would not be able to jump in the river because the alligators would be there, and the crocodiles, and all these creatures, and the bloodsuckers in the river, and I would be, the piranha would eat me up. I would have no chance to enjoy the river except just sit on the surface of my canoe and float along. And be careful I don't get up on top of a hippopotamus and have to get off it somehow, you know? Now, all of these things are ideas that come into my mind. Now, in real life, I don't experience any of them. When I take my canoe down a river, the river is a beautiful, wonderful river. There are no crocodiles, there are no alligators, there are no bloodsuckers, there are no creatures that might disturb my tranquility. I live more interestingly, more vibrantly from my imagination, from my dream point of view, than I do in fact. And perhaps this is a greater benefit too. I dream of a more exciting world than I live in because I dream of a world with all of its difficulties. I dream of a world of all of its problems. Now, in fact, I'm living in a world which is the same world I'm dreaming of, and I don't have all those problems. I don't have all those difficulties that face me in my dream. Why should they face me in my dream and not in real life? Now, you say, Herb, I think you got that a little backward too. You have none of those problems in your dreams, and in real life, you're facing them all the time. You're facing the need for money in your real life. You're facing the need for all the circumstances jumping on you, wanting their just due. And you're facing all those things in real life. And in your dream, you don't have them. In your dream, you're a rich girl. In your dream, you go down the river in a beautiful way. In a dream, your boat is a beautiful boat. And you have servants on board the boat who feed you, who prepare things for you, who have all sorts of things to make your journey a joyable and wonderful thing. Now, you don't really dream that. You say you dream that, but you don't really dream that because you really dream the problems. That's what you're doing with your daily life. You are dreaming the problems that aren't really there. You're dreaming the problems that you think are there because they should be there. You're dreaming the problems because that's what you've heard that some other people have had. And in truth, you're not having those problems. But I don't have that much money. I don't have... Yeah, but you see, in real life, you walk the path that you are able to walk. You walk the path that you have the talent to walk. You walk the path that you have the genius to walk and the wherewithal to walk. And in your dreams, you don't really do that. In your dreams, you see the troubled circumstances. You see all those things. But in real life, you don't see those troubled circumstances. In real life, you just go along wonderfully, smoothly, beautiful. Well, Herb, I don't know what kind of real life you got, but my real life is the problems, and my dreams are the non-problems. Well, think about it. In your real life, are not most of the problem experiences more of your imagination than they are in fact? Are most of the things that make you feel upset and uptight, are they things that never really happen? Are they things that you imagine? Are they things that you worry about? And the answer has to be true. Because in daily life, we worry ourselves sick, and we worry ourselves more than we do in our dreams. But in our dreams, we worry ourselves sick. In our daily life, we don't do that. In our daily life, we may have a momentary twinge of conscience where we feel a responsibility, but then we go right on doing whatever we're doing. We go right on living our life in whatever beautiful fashion we are. It's our dreams that give us the most problems, really. Our daily life is something that goes on by itself. But in our dreams, we have the great desires for accomplishing things, our great desires for wanting things and needing things and must-having things and wanting to show off to other people how successful we are and how beautiful we are, and to show off to other people what great gifts we have and so forth. But you see, that's not the way it is. That's not the way it is. In daily life, we just live our daily life in a beautiful, harmonious way. And in our dreams, we build up all sorts of problems for ourselves. And you say, wow, I never realized I did that. Well, we do. We build up problems for ourselves in our dreams because we, in our dreams, visualize ourselves doing things that we are not really comfortable doing. Would you be comfortable being the President of the United States right this minute with all those responsibilities? You cannot even dream of yourself doing that. Because what would you do if you were the president? Well, for one thing, you don't have any background to be the president. And so therefore, you'd worry yourself silly about it. But if you were the president, you'd have the background to be the president. If you were the president, you'd say, all right, this is what I choose to do. I will let the legislature do its things, but I am going to do these things. I am going to see that there is a health care for everyone in the country that I am president of. Everyone in the country has health care. I'm going to see that there is chicken in every pot. I'm going to see that everyone has an opportunity to live a harmonious life. I am going to have things be properly educated and properly directed to. I'm going to see all these things done. Well, how are you going to do that? Who's going to run the country? Well, I'll let the legislature run the country. I'll just go on my special projects and see them done. Now, isn't this really what we want the president for? We want him to have his dreams for his country be realized. And it doesn't mean he runs all the other areas. It's just that means he takes care of the dreams he has. And when a president is true to his dreams, he accomplishes them. When he's true to his dreams, he doesn't worry about all the other things. He knows he has competent people who are doing the other things. Or if sometimes he hears some things that are not done competently, he puts his fingers in there and brings it about according to his understanding of right. We all do that, don't we? I dream a more exciting world than I live in. Well, that's true. I live in a fairly balanced world. I live in a fairly a world that is heading right where I want it to go. But when I dream of all the possibilities and all the probabilities. And as I do that, it's very exciting. And as it is exciting, it is fun also. Now, is it fun for you too? Is it fun for you to live in a world that is exciting and filled with peace? If it is, then you put the cause in motion and you watch how it manifests itself in your world. You watch how your dreams are truly exciting. It's more exciting than the world you live in, but you don't really have an easy time in your dreams, because your dreams are you fulfilling all of the desires you have for yourself and your world. Today I choose to live just like I am. A little dreaming here and there, but basically in the world I live in. And I see the world I live in as a beautiful, fulfilled world. I see the world I live in as a world where everyone is at peace. I see the world that I live in as a world where all is in divine order. I see the world that I live in as a world of joy and peace and harmony now. And I am very delighted in it. Join me, will you, in being delighted in the world you're living in and making the most of it right now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.